Welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I am Isabel, your one and only host. Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to everyone listening. This podcast is about the life of a little brown lady, a Filipina, who loves to take people on her expedition that is life. From her high school experience, to sports, to culture, to family, and to many more. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Let's go! Welcome back to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I have here Justine C. She's the owner and baker of Vanilla Cab Delights and has been in the food industry since 2018. She built her own business in 2019 from the ground up and has been a one-man team ever since. Baking is her passion and her dream job, but at the same time, she also manages to be an influencer in TikTok and Instagram. Hello, Justine. Welcome.
Hi, Isa! Thank you for having me.
Of course. Guys, this is like my favorite dessert place. Like, not kidding. But can you tell me how you started this business?
Okay.
Talk to it. Go.
Okay, fine. Where do I start? Well, I actually made this business after I quit my real and very first full-time job after college. So yeah, it was a 9-to-5 job. I was a sales executive that time and I felt like it wasn't for me. I didn't want to have that parang routine, diba? So I was like, you know what? I have to quit. I can't. So that's when I decided like I need to do something. I have to earn, diba? So that's why I made my business. Yan.
Wow. And was it easy for you starting this business? Madami bang preparation and all that?
Yeah, well, honestly, it was not easy. Like, syempre, like every other business, it's not easy naman. But I'm super thankful that my friends and family actually supported me when I started. And it was a little bit easier on my side since I've been baking ever since high school na rin. So, you know, I got that going na rin.
Yeah. So, yeah, you have an advantage if you really did start baking before. Because, you know, diba, if you just started baking now and you're making a business, pa, medyo marami yeah. trial and error pa. But then, of yeah. course, you had your trial and error. But, you know, I feel like it's a bit easier for you.
Yeah, but I also studied in Enderon for a short course. Mm-hmm. Pastry arts, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That's such a great school. So, wow. Well, actually, my mom enrolled a course in Enderon. Like, a cooking course lang. Not college talaga. But then, she's really not fun in cooking. Like, she can't talaga. But then, she said she really learned a lot. And she told me to try there. But then, the pandemic.
Yeah, so, go. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, I'm super interested in going to an Enderon class.
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah. The chefs are really, really, like, pros, I swear.
Yeah. And wow, you know what? Now I can see that why you're a great baker.
Oh my gosh!
Because you studied there.
I mean, I still have a lot to learn naman.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. So, your business, it's called Vanilla Cab. Can you tell me the meaning behind this business name? Like, why did you choose this? Is this the first thing that you actually planned?
Well, actually, it's a little bit funny, pero wala namang masyadong meaning behind it. It's just, okay, it's a made-up name, obviously. So, my friends and I had this parang photography account back in high school. Pero sila kasi yung nauna, both of them. So, they had Winter Bubble and South Face for their photography account. So I was like, those are two words combined together. So I was like, sige, I want to join also your photography account group, Chuchu. Yeah. So I was like, I like vanilla. And then yung time na yun, I was in my cousin's house and he had this parang taxi cab, whatever, parang model, parang toy. So I was like, cab, vanilla cab, I'll use that. And then after that, yes, it's just ang babaw lang. And then after that, parang wala, it branched out to like my pre-loved clothes. I have Vanilla Cab dot Manila, and then ayun na, Vanilla Cab Delights.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So medyo random pala.
Yeah, it's medyo random.
Yeah.
Yeah, pero I mean, kahit random naman, it sort of got into a place naman, di ba? Kasi vanilla.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. And now it's really big, so, yeah.
Grabe.
Okay, so my next question here for you. Why did you pursue this path aside from you wanted to quit your 9-to-5 job? Why did you choose starting up your business, your baking business?
Well, I chose this path kasi, you know, like I said, na medyo passion ko nga siya. It is my passion to bake and it makes me happy. It doesn't make me feel drained. And like at the same time, like when I bake and I know that I make people happy, like you know, it makes me so happy and it makes me so fulfilled na parang, oh my God, this is my purpose, to make people happy with my baked goods. Ganon.
Yes, guys. Totoo yung sinasabi niyang, they really make me happy. Oh my gosh. Her cookies and her brownies. If you're not gonna be happy, then who are you?
Oh my God.
But yeah. Well, of course, aside from the good side, the positive side of, you know, you started this business and then you're now big, what are the struggles and challenges that you encountered? Siguro like promoting it, marketing, the finance and all that. Sige, go.
Okay, well, in regards naman to like the downside of the business, and I wouldn't say I'm big na, kasi you know that's actually my downside, brand awareness. I know naman na if I let people taste my cookies, my brownies and everything, they will like it because I have repeat customers. Pero what I'm struggling right now is really brand awareness. It's really hard, especially since like, you know, ang daming naglabasan ngayon, especially on Instagram, like quarantine, ang daming people na nagbenta, right? So it's really, really hard right now to like be on top or, you know, parang maki-compete, it's really hard. So brand awareness is what I'm struggling with right now and trying my best to like have my exposure talaga. So yeah, I'm really thinking of different ways, different strategies on how to make people like know my product and yeah, basically that's it.
Well, it's a process naman eh. So as long as you just keep going, diba?
That's true. Oo. Actually, it was easier before to build brand awareness and exposure before the pandemic, but not because, you know, wala masyadong ano, but because there were bazaars. I mean, meron naman now. Meron naman now, but it's scary, eh, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to risk my health then also. Tapos, syempre, the rent is also quite, it's the same, the rent. So,
yeah.
Alam mo yun, tapos konti lang din yung taong pupunta. So, the risk is a little bit higher if I go to bazaars now. So, I don't think, you know.
Yeah, but you started before the pandemic, right?
I did.
Yeah, so you were able to go to bazaars.
Yeah.
There. Yeah, so yun nga, it was easier.
I joined Christmas bazaars, pati yung, ano ba yung bazaar na yun? Valentine's Day and Chinese New Year. Oh my God, yung Chinese New Year, that was such a big risk. Kasi when you join bazaars, you have to know that the weather is, yun diba, iba-iba yung weather. So, it was a really parang bad timing for me and for my other friends who joined the bazaar. Kasi it was in Molito, so open space, right? And it rained. So, yan. So, parang one day sales down the drain, wala talaga.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, ang hirap din yun.
But other times naman, like in Christmas, okay rin naman yung sales, like super great sales. Doon naman bumabawi.
Yeah.
But,
that's right. Yun nga. It's really hard now. First of all, ang dami nang they're starting their own business online. Tsaka, yeah, there's no bazaars na. And even us, you would go to a lot of bazaars. You would buy from a lot of bazaars.
Right? And
you know, wala din siya, which is really sad. But at least you got the experience, di ba?
I did, yeah. And I feel like babalik din naman yun eh.
Yeah, that's just right.
Give it a few more years, I guess.
Yeah. So, from your bio naman, when I introduced you kanina, you're also an influencer, you're a TikToker, I follow you. And yeah. you have all these influencer stuff, social media and all that. Can you tell me how you prioritize being an influencer and you're a one-man team. Like, you bake your own cookies, you give them out. Like, how do you do it?
Yeah. Well, honestly, being an influencer wasn't really part of the plan. Okay? Parang my one video got viral talaga on TikTok that yung last year. And then it kind of, parang bigla na lang ako nagkaroon ng exposure, like, ng followers because of that. So, I was thinking na, like, literally right now, honestly, ang pinaprioritize ko pa rin naman yung business. So, I was thinking, if I get, like, a good social media presence, diba, like, baka a lot of people will, you know, dun pa rin naman sa business yung mindset ko. So, in terms of, like, how I do it, it's basically just time management. I schedule what I wanna do, parang, today, I'm gonna make this one. Today, I'm gonna do this video. Ganon. It's really just about time management. But it all, you know, boils down to my priority, which is the business talaga. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's important nga to know your kung ano talaga yung number one priority and kung ano lang yung nasa side. But, yeah, it's also great that you're an influencer because it affects your business. Parang you get to promote your business more there. Yeah. A lot of people.
But you know what's weird? So, diba, I've been promoting a lot of brands.
Yeah.
Pero I can't seem to, like, promote mine properly. Ewan ko ba? Parang, ano ba? I get parang tense. Parang, is this good enough? Is this blah, blah, blah? Oh, so, I made, like, this TikTok account also for my, ano, Vanilla Cab Delights on TikTok. Pero, it's so hard talaga to gain views. But yeah.
Yeah, I can see the struggle. No, the thing is, I also have a company that I'm working in right now. I started our own TikTok in this company, and it's hard.
This is aesthetic enough naman naman.
Right. This is nice naman. If I were the participants or the viewers, I'd like it. But then, yeah. It's,
diba? It's so hard. Wala kailangan siguro issues.
Grabe naman yun. Issues talaga. But yeah. But at least you're medyo big on TikTok and you're promoting a lot of stuff din naman on Instagram. Danny's there.
I'm gonna do it nga. Parang, di ba, I'm gonna make this Mother's Day special in product. So iniisip ko, I'll do parang a BTS, but I'll post it in my main account, not in my Vanilla Cab.
Yeah.
Para lang siguro mayroon na siyang
exposure. Right. Diba? Okay. Moving on naman. Do you see yourself still doing this business in the future, siguro in the next 5-10 years?
Like, yeah.
Do you plan on, like, expanding, making a cafe?
Yes, actually. Okay, before the pandemic, I actually was about to parang put up a store na. Ganyan. I was looking at parang for sale lots or parang rent, diba? Pero wala, pandemic happened and my dad was like, it's not a good idea to put up a business now kasi malulugi lang. So, like, you know, I had friends who put up their own businesses and then yun nga yung nangyari, like, nalugi lang. So, I guess, yes, I see myself doing this after, like, 5-10 years, whatever. This is gonna be my life. Siguro after the pandemic, everything's gonna go smoothly, hopefully.
Yeah, siguro preparation stage mo to right now.
Yeah.
This is the time you plan na for your future. But I'm super duper looking forward to your cafe, to your restaurant, whatever. I really do. So being a businesswoman, being an influencer at the same time, what do you think is the most important characteristic you should have in both being an influencer and a businesswoman?
Both being an influencer and a businesswoman, I think the best characteristic that you should have is determination. Kasi, you know, you can have all the qualities and the skills, but if you're not determined to do what you want to do, you're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to get anywhere pala. Kasi, you know, pag determined ka, even if things don't go as planned, like, di ba, babagsak naman yan sometimes. Yeah. If you're determined enough that things will work out, then okay ka. That's the best characteristic that you should have if you're a businesswoman or an influencer. Anything, actually, anything that you do, you have to be determined.
Wow. There you go. Yeah. Wait. Okay, let's put aside muna yung pagiging business owner mo. I just wanna ask you, being an influencer, how do you deal with bashers? Biglang napunta doon. How do you deal with these people?
God, okay, fine. The very first time that I encountered bashers was yung first viral video ko nga. That it got like over 1 million views in TikTok and Facebook. So, syempre, bago pa lang sa akin yun, I wanna read the comments, diba? Kasi some comments are like good. Pero sometimes, syempre may bad, may bashers, like, inaano na ako, parang, basta, you know, bashers. Tapos, how I deal with them, nung una, I could not deal with them properly. Like, I was talking to my boyfriend, I was like, oh my God, tingnan mo nang sinasabi nila sa akin. I was super stressed out. Tapos, I let them get in my head, in my heart. And it was so stressful. So, pero ngayon, like, I've been receiving, hindi naman all the time bashers, diba? Pero when I see a hate comment, wala. I just let them be. Iniisip ko na lang na parang, you know what? You have nothing else to do. Your account is private. you know what? Whatever. I don't know you. Parang gano'n na lang. Parang it's just mind over matter talaga. Dati, parang heart ko yung inaano ko din sa mga bashers eh. Yeah. But yeah. Now it's mind over matter.
Mm-hmm. Ayun. Sorry to ask ko yun. I'm really interested on how people deal with these annoying. Nakakainis nga.
Nakakainis talaga. Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, like, why can't you keep it to yourself? Like,
diba?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay lang. Dagdag naman yun sa ano eh. Algorithm.
Issues. Nakakainis yun. But, with this naman, how do you take care of yourself with the society around you? Like, yun nga ang daming negativity around. How do you make sure you're, you know, mentally fine, you're taking care of yourself?
Well, personally, what I do, I just bake. No, seryoso. Parang when I'm bored, sige. Ay, no, not really bored, pero parang when I'm stressed, parang that's my way of distracting myself on what's happening. And especially since, parang, you know, I also had problems with, like, my barkada and everything. So, I just talked to my boyfriend and like, some of my close friends. I have a few friends now. So, parang konti lang talaga yung makakausap ko. But it's fine, you know, quality over quantity.
Yeah.
So, ayun, I just try to talk to them. And if they're busy, what I do is I just distract myself by baking. That's what I do.
Yeah, you know what? Cooking or baking, they really make you happy. You know, kasi diba? Me, I'm not really into baking. Well, I know how to bake. But I'm not really fond of baking. Pero pag cooking, ayun talaga. I love to cook. Kasi for me, parang baking, it's like, ang daming trial and error. Parang, when, I remember the first time I made cookies, it was a rock.
Girl, ganun din sa akin at first. You have to keep doing it.
Yeah. Kaya nag-cooking na lang. If I want baked goods, and then vanilla cup na lang.
Ay, grabe. Oo, tama. Sa cooking naman, I can't cook for the life of me. I swear.
Oh, interesting.
Kailangan may magic sarap para sumarap.
So, nung nag-enduran ka, it's just really baking?
Yeah, it's pastry arts lang. Wala siyang other.
No, interesting. Okay. Yeah. okay, mag-end na to. But to end this podcast episode, do you have any advice or tips to those who want to start their own business? Especially in this, you know, pandemic.
Okay. I guess my advice is to like you have to be creative. Kasi especially now, like I said, diba, it's pretty saturated na everything thought, everyone thought of everything na. So what you have to do now if you want to start a business is you have to be creative. Look for something you can tweak and, you know, just do it. Yon. Be creative.
Right. I see.
Yeah.
You know, my sister, yung sister ko actually nag, she told me about this. I don't know, I honestly don't know how my twin sister found out about Vanilla Ka. But then she brought...
Your twins ba?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Si Aka.
Oo.
Well, siya talaga yung una. I think, yeah, basta siya yung unang nag-order and then she gave me yung red velvet brownies and then, oh my gosh, after that, parang, ayun na lang yung brownies na kinakain namin. But, yeah, siya yung unang nag-ano sa akin and she actually wants to be a chef also in the future. Actually,
ay, wow!
Ang gusto niyang course na i-take is restaurant entrepreneurship. Kaya, I think, to be honest, I think she looks really up to you. I think,
oh my gosh,
yung ginagawa mo, it's like, that's her dream also. Kaya, oh, yeah.
I feel so flattered.
Yeah, no, but really, that's a fact. I don't think I need any validation, but, yeah, she,
tell her I said thank you, that means a lot to me, actually.
Yeah, but, yeah. Do you have anything to promote? Anything you want to say, go ahead.
Okay, I guess since Mother's Day is coming up, I have this new product and it's gonna be up for a limited time only. I haven't released what it is yet, pero may mga sneak peek naman ah.
Yes, I saw that. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for that. My sister, she sent me a screenshot and then she was like, oh my gosh.
Meron ako new post tomorrow or the next day. Kasi I schedule my post eh. You guys can guess what it is. And then if you guess it right, the
oh
what
my
call
gosh.
Is that? I'm gonna give you a box. And then, if you guess it right, that.
I will guess. I mean, for sure. I always see my sister also commenting on your post.
Oh, nga. I don't try naman.
Yeah.
Wait. I'll show you something.
Go ahead.
Look at it.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, it's a new box. It's a new box.
Are you rebranding? Actually,
yeah. Actually, I rebranded. That's why I don't want to use parang those simple boxes na. So I have this. It's my logo. So ito na talaga yung box. And then inside is you have this.
Ooh.
So let me read. It says, hey, sweetie, thank you for the support. We hope we made your day as much as you made ours. But it doesn't end there because we have a little surprise for you. Tapos, if you scan this, there's gonna be a surprise. So, I'm just waiting for
oh
the mask
and
use this box na lang.
You know,
the boxes.
You know, actually, okay, going back to my sister, she actually texted me like, hours before this. Because she knows. She knows lahat ng interviews ko. Actually, parang manager ko siya. She knows all my And then, she actually said to me, here on my text pa, you can ask Justine C later. I've noticed you've recently just rebranded. And then she told me to ask you, parang, what is it all about? Do you wanna tell? Or like, medyo surprised pa siya.
Na nasabi ko naman siya actually, but like, cause look, okay. The very first time that I created this business, I wanted it to be parang like me. Parang pink, I like pink, I like the color pink. Yeah. Girly na ako kung girly, yeah. That's me. Pero parang through time, parang that's not what I felt dun sa parang feed ko. And it felt like, parang, what do you call this? Yung mga captions ko, it's just, okay, basta lang may ma-caption, basta lang may ma-post. It was so depressing. So I was like, no, this is not what I wanted. So that's why, nag-rebrand ako. I look for people who can make a logo. I actually paid someone to do this logo for me. Yeah. Tapos, wala. Nabigay naman niya sa akin yung gusto ko. And then I gave him my color palette and everything. Kasi yung naging color palette ko dun sa previous feed ko. More of like browns and grays. So, it was pretty sad. And parang it's not supposed to be that color palette if I'm promoting like sweetness and dessert, yeah. you know. Mm-hmm. And it's really not me. So I was like, no, I want more pinks and yellows and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. that's why, like, in line with the rebranding, I also want to have a new box. Diba? Para as in rebranding talaga kung rebranding.
Yeah, diba? At saka yung pag-open pa, it's so nice.
Yeah, so diba? Yes. So, ayun.
Looking forward to that. Do you have anything to say pa?
That's it, actually. Thank you, Nala. Thank you for this interview, I guess. Thank you.
I'll also put all her links, her personal and her business, the Vanilla Cab Delights, sa podcast and the episode description so you guys can
check. Oh, I want to promote something pala.
Yes,
my YouTube videos. I'm going to post videos every week. So, no, I started kasi YouTube before, but then I stopped. So, now I'm parang building it up again. So, in ang gagawin ko sa channel ko, like more food / beauty reviews, challenges, baking stuff, mga how to do this, ganyan. So, yeah. It's fun lang.
Looking forward to that also. Yay!
Yay!
Yay, great. Oh, yeah. Okay. My sister texted me again. She said, she told me to tell you that she hates it when you post mga brownies, the red velvet one, because it's so tempting daw.
I'm sorry?
Alam mo ba, there are times na I just see her, she's just staring at that red velvet brownie. I was like,
grabe!
Girl!
Didn't she just order yesterday?
Again, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Check out her business. It's Vanilla Cab Delight. It's really amazing. 100% recommend. But yeah, thank you so much, Justine C.
Thank you so much, Isa.
Accepting the invite. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you for listening to the Filipina Journey podcast. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, please rate this podcast. It will really help me a lot. Follow this podcast on Spotify or wherever you're listening to get updated whenever I post an episode. You can also support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help me sustain my future episodes. The link to support is on the podcast and episode description. If you have any questions or suggestions, you may contact me through my email, thefilipinajourney@gmail.com, or through Instagram @thefilipinajourney. You can also send a voice message through anchor.fm/isabelvc/message. You can also now like the Filipina Journey page on Facebook, and you can join the small group, the Filipina Journey. The link is also on the episode description, and that will be it for today. Let's talk soon. Bye-bye.